Good evening, everyone. Thank you for inviting me down here this evening. I'm so glad to be here to practice with you all and to give the talk tonight. I thought I would give a talk on a koan, which is case number 38 from the Gateless Barrier, which is a woman's collection of 48 koans and part of the koan curriculum that we use in Boundless Way. So why don't I just get started and read case 38 to you. So, case 38, Wutsu's buffalo passes through the window. The case. Wutsu said, "It is like a buffalo that passes through a latticed window. Its head, horns, and four legs all pass through. Why can't its tail pass through as well?" Woman's comment. "If you can get upside down with this one, discern it clearly, and give a turning word to it, then you can meet the four obligations above and give comfort to the three existences below. But if it is not yet clear, pay close attention to the tail, and you will resolve it at last." And then woman's verse. "Passing through, falling in a ditch, turning beyond, all is lost. This tiny little tail, what a wonderful thing it is." The first time that I encountered this koan, actually Kate gave a talk on it at Greater Boston Zen Center at one of our all-day sits, and I was quite baffled by it. I've really grown to love it over the years, and I wanted to give a talk on it for that reason tonight. We can imagine this window, and this window, it's an old-fashioned kind of window that they would have in the Far East. There would be this wooden grid which would be elaborately carved, and it would be inserted into the window. And so there's this buffalo, and you know, it has the horns and the body and all that, and it's jumping through this window, but can't quite get through. This little piece of its tail is caught in the lattice work grid, that wooden grid, that elaborately carved grid in the window, and buffalo can't pass all the way through. And when I think back when I came to this practice, I was a lot like that buffalo. I wanted to go through that window. I wanted to go through that window so badly. I had come to a point in my life where things weren't going so well. I had been out of school for a few years, and I was a working adult, and I found it quite unfulfilling. And you know, I woke up and said to myself, "Is this all there is to life?" And I started searching around, and I happened upon Zen just really by accident, and with Boundless Way really by accident. And I started doing this practice, and I had imagined, boy, you know, in no time flat, I'll start meditating, I'll sit, and I'll do this practice, and, you know, great enlightenment will happen. I will pass through that window, and it will be very blissful. My problems will be fixed. Life will be fulfilling, whereas now it really is not, and that will be that. And so I started sitting. I started a sitting practice with Boundless Way. And, you know, I lasted maybe a few months, and I quit. because I had expected, boy, this transforming practice. And yet, you know, trying to jump through this window to the other side, my tail was caught. It was greatly frustrating to me, to sit. And I quit after several months. And I said, well, there's nothing to that. And so life went on. And eventually, okay, you know, things didn't seem to be getting better in my life. And I came back to the practice, and I came back to Boundless Way. And I started sitting more, and I started sitting a little more intensively. And I went on my first sesshin. If you're not familiar with sesshin, those are the formal retreats. They're overnight retreats. And I decided, okay, you know, this practice isn't happening with what I'm doing now. Let me try something even more intensive and go on an overnight retreat. And so I went on the first retreat. My first retreat, I should say. And I'll never forget, at the beginning of the retreat, the timekeeper for the retreat strikes this wooden thing called a honkal. It's this very sort of jarring, loud clang, which signals the beginning of the retreat. And I remember, you know, hearing that clang and thinking, boy, you know, what did I get myself into here? And so in the first evening of a retreat, it's very brief, and everybody goes to bed, and we get up the next day, and we start the formal retreat quite early in the morning. And I can only characterize my first day on my first retreat as a tantrum. Sitting there and saying, I don't understand what I'm doing here, and feeling this great frustration. And I curled up into this little ball of anger, I guess. And I said to myself, I'm going to sit here, and I'm not going to meditate. I'm not going to listen to anyone or anything. And it went like that for my first day. And after my first day of the retreat, I said, I can't go on like this. And so I, you know, began to open up a little bit. And on my second day of the retreat, the teachers gave the Taisho, which on retreat is the formal talk. And generally, they pick a koan to talk about. And I can't even remember, I mean, this is 8 or 9 years ago, I can't even remember which koan they picked or really what the talk was about. But the general theme of the talk was all that there is just this moment, and that's all there is. And that's what we practice with here. And I remember thinking, like, no, there's got to be more to this than just that. You know, what about that window that I want to jump through? I don't want to experience just this on this retreat, because just this was painful legs and boredom and unhappiness. And I wasn't wanting just this. I was wanting something else. And it left me feeling very cold and forlorn. And so the retreat ended, and I kept practicing. And my practice felt very, very dry, is the only way I think I can describe it. And this went on for years. It felt like I was wandering through a desert. I didn't see the point of the practice. I didn't understand. It was very frustrating, practicing with just this boredom, just sitting here with myself, sitting here with leg pain, sitting here with frustration, sitting here with not knowing, not understanding, and it being a very miserable experience for me. And this went on for years. And what I didn't realize at the time is while I was sitting, it was akin to if you can imagine a piece of sandpaper and a rough piece of wood, and slowly sanding, sitting here and sanding myself, and smoothing things, and not intentionally so, because I sat for years, and I kept thinking, why isn't this working? Why am I not getting through this window? Why is my tail still caught in the window? Another image that comes to mind is stones in a riverbed. The stones may be rough. The water passes over the stones. Very slowly, very gradually, these stones are worked. They're smoothed out. They become smoother over a long period of time. And that's how this practice worked with me, worked its way through me. And so there came a point for me where I began to look at this tail, because this is what I really want to focus on. Not the window, but what Woman says here in the verse. Passing through, falling in a ditch, turning beyond, all is lost. This tiny little tail, what a wonderful thing it is. And that's what the teachers were pointing to on that very first retreat I went on. This tiny tail that can't make it through the window, it gets caught. This is our everyday life. This is where we live. This is where we practice. Not going through the window and trying to attain some special state, but practicing with our tail caught in the window, often with great frustration. Just our lives, just as it is now. And not making that happen, not using this practice to try to make that happen. As I say, sitting, for me at least, was this process of sanding. And I wasn't doing the sanding. The practice was doing the sanding. The practice was doing it for me. I did not make this effort to do this. We make a special effort to come and sit and physically put our bodies down here. That we do. But after that, it's not through our own personal effort. It's sitting and allowing the practice to do it for us. And the other piece that I chose this evening from the liturgy book on page 27 here, and I want to read that to you as well. Facing everything, accord and respond without laboring and accomplish without hindrance. Everywhere turn around freely, not following conditions, not falling into classifications. Facing everything, let go and attain stability. Stay with just that, just as that. Stay with this, just as this. This and that are mixed together with no discriminations adds to their places. So it is said that the earth lifts up the mountain without knowing the mountain's stark steepness. A rock contains jade without knowing the jade's flawlessness. So, a mountain without knowing the mountain's, So it is said that the earth lifts up the mountain without knowing the mountain's stark steepness. We're kind of like that mountain with this practice. The earth lifts up the mountain without the mountain knowing it. This practice works its way through us without us having to know how it's doing it. We sit and we allow the practice to work through us. And that in itself is transformative. that in itself is transformative. And facing everything. Some days we have good days. Some days we have bad days. Yesterday I was home, and I have a cat. And the cat looked very relaxed, and I picked him up. And he was in my arms, and he was purring, and I was stroking him. And it was all very pleasant. Boy, you know, I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed facing that. And then I put the cat down in this big easy chair, and next to the chair is a coffee table. And as I was walking away, I stubbed my toe on that table, on the leg of that table, and I screamed in pain. And I thought, I think I've just broken my toe. I did not like that. I did not like that. But that's what we're doing when we're sitting here, allowing this practice to work through us. It's easy to accept the things that we prefer, the things that we find pleasant. But accepting things that we find unpleasant, things that we do not prefer, things that we don't like, that's also part of it. Stubbing my toe on the coffee table, I did not like that, but I didn't push it away either. Oh, you know, oh, I'm really feeling this pain and it really hurts. Yeah, and putting ice on it and doing something about it and not just saying, oh, great, you know, I think I broke my toe. Sitting with pleasantness, sitting with unpleasantness, that's what we're training ourselves to do. Being uplifted without making this personal effort and not even knowing that we're being uplifted and just allowing that to happen and allowing the practice to work through us and just sitting through that. That for me is what it's been all about. And that's the invitation here, is to sit and just allow the practice to do the work for you. Thank you.